Yerushalmi climbed off Mem Zion. So the Gemara tries to explain the Lashon of the Mishnah when the Mishnah says that you have a Kerem, when you have, even if it's a Churv, Kerem Shacharv, but you have the configuration of two and two and a Zanav, that would be enough to be considered a Kerem. One wants to know, how are we supposed to measure this configuration? What are the different, I'm going to give you several different examples of what's considered a proper configuration. It says the Gemara, Kairas, HaKairas Mechuvin. If the trunks of the vines are Mechuvin, are lined one to the other, that they're considered in row, facing each other. So Gemara says, in such a case, but the branches are not aligned. In other words, that the branches grow in all different directions, but the trunks of the vines are aligned. How is that kerem? It's still considered a din kerem, because that's the main part. The Pnei Moshe says the main part of the kerem is the trunk, is the base. The mela, therefore, if it's the same, it's a din of a, if they're aligned, it's a kerem, even if the vines themselves are not, it's still considered a din of a kerem. Says the Mishnah, Bryce continues. What about the other way around? The branches are aligned, but the trunks are not facing each other, not in the same row. That's not considered a kerem, because that's the ikur again. It doesn't make a difference. What about Yadakas and Mechuvnos? What if the trunks were thin and they're not aligned properly? But they become later, they grow, they become thicker, and now they are. Presently, now they are corresponding, aligned one to the other, is a kerem, becomes a kerem. Even though when they were originally planted, they were, one was thin, one was thick, they were not aligned to each other, but now that they grew into it, they filled in, so now it became thick, it's now a din, equal, now it's the same, now it's a din, it became a din kerem. It developed a statue of a din kerem. That is the way Dako says the Marfulda. It became thick, would be considered enough. This Avru got mixed up together, would be considered a Kerem. So the Brisa Ketikez, how does one know? How does one measure to know they're exactly aligned? Obviously, if it's perfectly aligned, it's clear we know they're aligned. But if they're, obviously, maybe they're aligned, not so exact. You need a mumcha. Do you need a mumcha to see that they're aligned, or anybody could see they're aligned? One wants to know, how do you do it? It's like, you bring a string, you stretch it from one vine to the other vine, if the person in the Brisa learns Allah, you stretch it from the inside of the row to the outside, it's done if you're outside of the rows. But either way, those are the way to measurement. One Brisa, one way to learn the Gemara, you stretch it from the inside to the outside, or from the outside to the inside. Either different ways to learn the Brisas, and therefore that's the way to tell that it's mechuvanos. The string is straight, and it's able to go and tell. That's the way you can tell that it's considered straight and aligned to be considered a kerem. I'm Rav Yoina. What's the manya? How do we explain b'fnim b'chutz? Manya, if the one who says it's inside b'toch tefach, as long as it's within a tefach of the string, we know that it's considered that's enough to be considered aligned. Or manya b'chutz, has to be at least that from the outside, that is at least touching it. That at least if it's stretching on the outside of the tree, outside of the row, and it's touching, at least touching the inside of it, it's enough, thick enough to be considered enough, straight enough to be considered a. To be considered a row, a straight line properly, and Mamela, that would be considered. It says there in my folder to explain that maybe chut motech means you stretch it from one to the other, and if it's mukavanos, if it's stretching, you touch it, you could see from the inside to the outside that the rope touches it, and you know that it's thick enough, it's big enough, it's close enough that they're considered as if they're one, the same row. And if it's considered chokhlev game, that would be considered enough, a row to be considered a din of where it doesn't lose the status of the kerem that it had before. That's the Gemara's, the Brisa, the list of the different explanations, b'chutz, b'fnim, to explain what the Brisa means of when it would be considered mechuvanos or not. Gemara has another Brisa. What about if you have the outside row of the vineyard is not mechuvanos, it's not aligned together with the trunks of the vineyards in other rows? Is that considered mechuvanos? Any mechuvanos? No zavadasa. But we give it the area that's unaligned, we give it a space, a workspace, where you can't plant. You can go use the rest of the space, you can plant. Because if it's mechuvanos, it's climbing on a plant. You need the full 8 amos to plant, the separation. However, the 4 amos on each side. However, if it's not mechuvanos, therefore, you only you need is a 6 tefachim. You don't have to have any more space. And then you can go plant. You can go plant the rest of the space. You can plant. You don't need any more because it's not mekubanos. It's not considered a din kerem. And therefore, you'd be able to go ahead and plant it beyond the 6 tefachim. Says the Gemara, I'm Rav Yossi. Shimai Zorin, Zorim Sakshish. If you went and you talk a plant in within 6 tefachim, if there were, you didn't go ahead and give it a space of 4 or 6 tefachim, you didn't give the 6 tefachim distant space to be able to plant, to be able to be separate. You didn't do that, and you planted it directly in that area. Kolos, everything is because it does. It's kolayim. Because he's somebody planted outside the 6 area of the work fake, which is that we need a 6 tefachim space. If I'm a mutar, it's not kerem mutar. The finals are still mutar. It didn't mutar because it didn't aser it. 6 tefachim, within 6 tefachim was enough for the rice of separation. However, the kerem is aser. However, the kerem itself still has a din. It's not large enough. It's still considered aser to plant within the 4 amos, and therefore would be considered aser. Why would the kerem be considered aser? If it's not aser, if chutzah shisha is mutar. So he says, you can't plant chutzah shisha, so no, you're allowed to go ahead and plant a kerem shagafanim. Since it's within Dalai Lama Shiloh, says the Merav Fulda, mainly therefore the 6 tefachim, you could yes, but Katkhila, to say the Kerem is Mutar, it would be us because it's still within Dalai Lamos. So Gemara says that we consider a poor Dezot Dalka. What's considered a poor Kerem? What's considered a poor Dal? A poor care vineyard. When is it considered to, as it considered a dal rather than a dal, a poor vineyard rather than a regular vineyard? The Gemara says, I'm a yoyna, dal gefanim asabitav of those. It's poor if it's poor in vines, and yet it has a lot of work area, large workspace, which means a lot of space between the rows. But the thing itself, the gefanim itself, is a poor quality. Is poor, then that's called a kerem dal. That's called kerem dal, where it's there's not a lot of gefanim there, and there's a lot of space for workspace for refcha gedola. That's called dal. It's lamaisa. It's still considered a kerem, but it's a kerem dal because lamaisa is very few gefanim growing, and therefore that case would be what the Mishnah calls a kerem dal. Says the Mishnah further. If you had a vineyard that was planted less than 4 amos, what does that mean? Less than 4 amos means that the rows in the vineyard were separated by less than 4 amos. We already said before rows have, in order to be considered a kashra kerem, have to be 4 amos separated from each other. So here you have less than 4 amos. It's not called a kerem because since it's not, what is it? What, you have different vines? No, if you don't have enough room for the work between 4 amos on each side to be able to go, they should grow properly, then it's not considered a kerem. You can have several different rows, but it's not a kerem because it doesn't have the workspace that you need. She'ein bein shura l'shura dal amos eino kerem, says the Marfu. Why is it eino kerem? She'einu yako l'tro shakavar, because you can't use up, you can't plow with oxen. How do you plow with an oxen? You need to have a width, a space, a width of 4 amos between the rows so they can go and plow in between. Zavodas hakerem. And if you don't have that, it's only considered a gefen yechidi, and it's not considered a kerem. It's only need, you only need 6 tefachim to plant something else along the way. It's not considered a kerem. It is considered a kerem. Kerem. If you write a sem tzoyes, but you look at the one in the middle, it's not, that's in the middle of the 4 amos, as if it's not here. In other words, it's, you have to go ahead. You want to plant something? It's still did of a kerem. You want to, you go ahead, you look at the row in the middle that's within 4 amos of each side, and you look like it's not here. And meila, therefore, it's like a vacant space. Now you have the 4 amos. And meila, therefore, you have to, in order to plant something else alongside, you'd have to plant within 4 amos away. You'd have to plant because it has a din of halacha kerem according to the chachamim. And when you look at it like at the outside, the one in the middle that's within 4 amos, we look at it as a ke'enu, like it's not here. And we pass like the chachamim here, Keneged Rav Meir, that it would be considered a din kerem, and you need to have the 8 amos space on either side to be able to plant something alongside of it. Zok the Gemara, this we have a brisa that has the machlokes Rav Shimon and the chachamim. Obviously, just has a Shimon Shita and a Chachamim. Shimon says, "Ain't no kerem." Chachamim says, "It is a kerem." But the Brice has a conversation between them. I don't love Shimon. You Chachamim say, "You look at the vines in the middle of the road; it's like it's not here, and that's why we can say it's now. It's as if you have 4 amos separation and Melech didn't kerem. I mean, it's a kerem." But the Brice says, "Yeah, it's, that's the ache of the kerem." In other words, what you're doing is you're taking out, you're uprooting the row. You look like it's not here. But that's the kerem itself. The kerem itself is the rose. Is the kerem that you have, not other things that are growing there. So what you're doing is that's where you're going to be planting the kerem. So you're uprooting you're uprooting the actual kerem itself. So when you say it's not, if you say you have something else there, something else growing, so let's look at it, look, okay, rocks or even something else growing, you shouldn't be there, uproot it, it's fine, now you have a kerem left. But what you're doing is you're uprooting the kerem itself. How can you do that? How can you say it's not, because it's not here? And it's like a halachic kerem because it's not here, but lamaisa, you're removing the kerem at gofa. Where do we find something like that? That you're removing a kerem to make a kerem. How do you do that? So Amrav Chananya, Adad Amrav, Gmatat, Rav Shimon says to Chachamim, that's where there's six Amos between, six between each one. Then the Gemara says, in case you're uprooting it, it'll be a problem. You do have five rows between five. Then Rav Shimon agreed, you can move it that it's like it's not here. In other words, when you have six and six, and therefore the halacha is, you're moving it left, now you're uprooting it. Rav Shimon says, that's a problem. Because then you're uprooting it, so now you're uprooting the whole Karim. But if what you have is Chamesh and Chamesh, which means you have five by five rows versus five rows, which means you really have enough of to make a Karim without this, without the ones in the middle, and maybe then you could go ahead. But someone would agree to take it as if it's not here, you can remove it, and maybe therefore you blipe that you have a kerem that it's not here. If Shimon would agree that it'd be that's not the ekel kerem, you could take it out. It look like it's not here. But if it's six, then the luck would be you can't do that because then you're removing the ekel kerem. So that's one way to learn. Hananya is learning the machlokes of Shimon and the Chacham and when they're arguing. Rabboni disagrees. How to tame that chamesh kamei kamei? That we say chamesh kamei chamesh is taka. That's what we said. There's really a problem. If it's six and negative six, ilu atroyas mitzarski luenon. What are they? How could you do that? Now it's the opposite. If you have six by six, so then you say either these ones are good or the other ones are good. But you can go ahead. Chacham say you can remove them because lemaisa. If you remove them, we could say that either one is the kerem or the other one's not the kerem. Which ones? Elu. Is it this ones or those are the kerem? So the vakeret in the six, when it's six by six space between them, you could say you do have two keremim and you're looking at each one separately. So therefore, that would make sense according to Rav Shimon. So we have two ways to learn what the machlokes of Rav Chachamim and Rav Shimon is. So the Gemara, the Mishnah, what does the Chachamim mean in the Lashon of the Mishnah? We look at like the minerals are not here. What does that mean in the Mishnah? Does it mean that they're not here? We look as if they're not here. But we actually uprooted them, or do we actually uproot them? What does that mean, Kamilainu? So the Gemara says, Amrav Huna, Shemutalad Losa Magabe Zeroim. You ought to go ahead and train over them other types of Gafanim. No, since you look at them that they're not here, it's like they're already gone. Gemara says, we look at it as if you can even plant something else there, because we look at they're not here, they don't really belong here. When can't you plant another type of min? When you have something planted here, that's kalayim. But if you look at it like it's not here, it's actually as if it's removed, you could go and put things on top of them. Says the Mafulda, what's the pshat? She'enu meleke eitzim. We look at them like they're only wood. But lo butlu namekem. It's not because of the kabekem. It's like it's not here. And maybe later on, you take it out later. But right now, we look at it like it's a piece of wood here. And it's not a vine. And maybe therefore, you could go ahead and plant right on top of it without a problem, says the Mafulda. Says the Gemara, if that's the pshat, that we're saying that we look at your life and plant another gefanim. So the Gemara says, let's understand in what cases. Amra mana had the Messiah ad yom merah. Being a raya, the raya of Yossi said the pshat that we look like the outer one is considered as if it's considered as if that this when it's separate, the outer one is considered. We take out the mezor mitzok shisha. You plant to something within six tefachim. I call us everything to be considered aser. The vineyard and the carom, everything is considered aser because it's within six. But if you plant it outside six tefachim, gefanim mutar is a carom aser. We said the gefanim mutar, but the carom is considered aser because the blight. The lady is a kerem, but the gefanim amuta because it's within six tefachim you did it. So the Gemara says, if you say that, look, it's not here, so then why should it be no good? Why do we say that it's considered it's no good? If you say, kerem asa levat, gefanim, so the Gemara says, we say it's no good, but why? We just finished that contra of Huna. You can go ahead, you can even plant things on top of it. Because we're like, it's not here. If it's not here, so you can do it. Let's make it, it shouldn't be us, because we say it's as if it's not here. So it's like you're planting with that, you don't have a problem that's within six tefachim. So the whole thing should be considered mutter. So according to that, why would it be considered us? According to that halakha, Why would Takar of Yudah, why would it be considered Asr? Why do we say that? The whole thing is not here, and therefore, according to this opinion in Rav Shimon, that was saying that the case not argued, according to Rav Mana, according to Rabbah, we said, look, it should be considered that it's not here, it should be considered good, and even six tzlakim should not be considered a problem. So we obviously have to come up with a new understanding of what exactly is we're talking about between the Machlokes of the Shimon and Chachamim, Nogeyot Tehir, a different structure, a different configuration, to why this would consider the Kerem is Asr, and otherwise it'd be Mutter.